Hey all, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and business guide, Lindsay Sutherland. And today I'm going to share with you some of what has been working on my meta experiment. So for those of you just tuning in, I have decided since Austin Armstrong joined me, which his episode just aired yesterday, by the way, but I recorded it about a month ago and his book came out on December 1st. And so I started an impromptu book club. It's just a handful of us, but I want to be truly intentional and strategic about Facebook and Instagram. And therefore, I am using his book as a foundation, as a framework for how I'm going to do this. So first and foremost, go check out yesterday's episode to get a little deeper on what that book's about. But what we're doing today is I want to tell you, what's my new word? No, I just want to tell you some of the things I've been doing that have been really working and what I see for the future of social media and general online business as a whole. And it's an important concept. And I think also we'll just give you some encouragement for wherever stage of business you're in. So stick around, let's dig in. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey friend, it's Lindsay. Pause with me for just a second. You're listening to this podcast right now, and maybe you've listened to a dozens or hundreds of episodes. Maybe you've just even done all the things. You've bought the courses, bookmarked articles, joined the Facebook groups, all because you know you need reoccurring income. It's something that's been weighing on you for a while. You might have heard me talk about it, the someday dream. Well, we're going to make this the today action. It's time to get moving. And here's the thing. You've got all the information at your fingertips. And the fact of the matter is, you don't need any more information. You're drowning in information. What you really are starving for is clarity. Everybody in the world is teaching you what to build, and YouTube is full of how-tos, but nobody is helping you figure out which one fits your business, your lifestyle, your actual audience. Which model makes sense for you? How do you know if people are going to pay for it? Where do you even start? Those are not questions that another podcast episode can answer. You, my friend, need clarity, and that's what I created for you. It's a free guide. It's called Earn 5K per Month on Repeat. 5 simple steps that help you figure out what you should build to get that reoccurring income flowing. And it's not just what everybody else is building. It's what makes sense for your business. Because here's the truth. You don't need more information. You need to see your specific path forward. That is clarity, and that's what this guide does. So text the word freedom to 55444, and I will send it straight to you. Again, that's freedom to 55444. It's time to stop listening to all the things and start building. Okay, but definitely keep listening to this one episode, shall we? The point is, the next step is waiting for you in the guide. So take action, get that guide sent to you, and let's build something together. All right, back to the episode. All right. So first of all, I noticed I've been saying this, I'm your host and business guide or business mentor rather than business coach. And I got to tell you why that's been coming up for me. And this virality book club really showed that to me too, because, you know, there are some parts of business that I'm learning too. And there are some parts of business that I'm really skilled at and certain things that come naturally to me. But even as a business coach, I am not expert at everything. And there's so many ways where I'm really on this journey with you. And I'll bet in some ways you have more experience with things than I do. Like today, actually, I interviewed a woman who went deep into Substack. I hadn't even given Substack one iota of my attention. And it's just fascinating. The point is, there are so many strategies and business ways that work. We're all learning together. And that's a little bit of what this episode's about, because I've been experimenting with social media, the social media experiment. It really is. I think in a lot of ways, business in and of itself is one giant experiment. And when you have that mindset going into it, like, I'm going to be scientific in my approach. For a moment, I want you to think back to when you were a child in school and you learned the scientific method. Remember that? You know, we have a hypothesis and then we formulate our plan for our experiment, and then we have a control and all of those things. There's like a five-step process. Anyway, the same is true in business. We've got to be scientific in our approach, and that's the mindset that I'm going into 2026 with. And are you with me with that? Because if you are, you will succeed. It's when we try and we don't have a methodology or a specific approach with a tracking and measuring process, because what will happen is we go off of our emotions. Oh, that didn't work, or I don't feel like it today. No, when you have a process to do something, you do it even when you don't feel good or you don't feel motivated, number one. Number two, then you go and look at the analytics and you make determinations based on the data rather than how you felt about it, okay? So here's some things I learned on social media doing my scientific approach, okay? Number one is, what goes viral is never what I thought it would be. Okay, so first of all, following Austin's advice and his lead, a lot of what he talks about is, what he talks about is not in his book. I'm talking about on his page, is AI and tools and productivity. And I think there is a market for that. And I've definitely been posting content that's really value authority-driven content that gets lots of engagement. Those do rank higher on Facebook, but they don't transfer over to Instagram. So I started this experiment around the beginning of November, is like the first, second week of November. I started focusing only on Facebook. I started only with 3 posts a day. I quickly amped up to 5, and then now I'm often posting 7 to 10 a day. That I learned was essentially that posting is a skill and you get better at it the more you do. And frankly, it isn't even I'm pre-posting stuff. I'm actually just now getting more strategic about my content because now I have data. And also getting time to set it up. Whereas before it truly was a slap, like I say slapstick, but that just comes to my mind. I don't think that's the right word. It's like throwing spaghetti against the wall. I would post pictures of my cat, post pictures of, you know, random things, say random things just to put content out there. Immediately, I got a like 60,000% spike in engagement just by posting more frequently. The algorithm favors frequency, and rather than quality, the algorithm favors quantity, which is something Austin also said, is in the case of Facebook, it's about just he posts 20 to 25 times a day now. Bro, I don't even know how he does it. That's insane. I'm feeling like tapped out at 7 to 10. Okay, the downside though is that only some of my content was pushing over to Instagram. And then when it was pushing over to Instagram, it wasn't really doing anything. However, despite its lame results, I still netted followers. I think I netted like 5 or 6 followers in the last 30, 60 days, November, December. Yeah, I would say it's closer to 30 days right now, about 6 weeks. I guess the point is this, just posting is better than not posting. That's lesson number one. And it doesn't really matter what you're posting. And now what I'm going to say is going to surprise you, because it certainly surprised me. I had 2 posts that went truly viral. And for me, viral means over 1,000 people saw the post, because the majority of my content, being that I have a smaller following, was about 1%. I have 1.7 or 1.9 followers, 1.9K followers, so almost 2,000. So I average about, I don't know, anywhere between 100 to 500 people looking at my posts, okay? So anything that was into the over 500 into the thousands was like wowzers. And frankly, I actually had 3, one of which was just a text post. I don't know. Some of my text posts go viral, like it go great. And then some don't. I shouldn't really use the word viral, cause that's a little, it's like viral to me. It's like when you buy a used car and the used car is like new to you, your new car. That's how it feels. I know it's going to get better, but when I say that, just take it with a grain of salt. It's not viral like 30,000 followers or views or whatever. Not yet, anyway.
But that's actually part of why I'm sharing this with you, because I want you to realize that the goal here is to be strategic and scientific in the approach, and then reverse engineer, double down on what works. And the hard part becomes actually figuring out what works. So as I was saying with the text threads, why this one got like 1,200 engagement, people engaged with it, versus other ones that get flatlined, I don't necessarily know. It could have been the hook. It could have been the conversation topic was YouTube. Maybe more people are interested in YouTube. I'm not really sure. And so that's something I'm testing right now, is to see what topics do I post about that people really like. The thing that I am posting about that people really like is these stories. I have so many interesting experiences in my life that are like life lessons. So there's like these Lindsay's life lessons that pop up where I start to share an experience, and it turns into like a motivational point or an inspirational point for people. And those could do very well with my current audience, but not new people. And that's another point that I thought was so interesting, because I'm like, this is great. I'm glad to get the engagement and the hearts or whatever. But what I really want, what I'm really doing this for, is to grow my brand. I'm intentional in my growth. So now I randomly one night, I was laying in bed and I watched a YouTube video of this guy. He was did a beautiful performance of ice skating, and it really moved me. So I took a screenshot, because I know Facebook doesn't like the links. I took a screenshot of the guy doing his twirls and whirls. It was blurry. It was a horrible picture. I was late at night and I'm like, dang it, I just need to post one more thing, and this moved me. I'm going to share this. So what I did is I posted it. You could go follow me. Go look at my stuff. You could see it. I posted this picture and I said something to the effect of like, this guy's ice skating was so impressive. And I mentioned that he like had attained a couple of records, and it just moved me. I said it really moved me and it's worth checking out. And then I put a link to it in the comment. That got so much attention. Specifically, 2,728 views, 292 engagement, and it was obviously off the charts compared to my normal performance. Here's, though, what's so powerful. 92% of the people that came to that post my post got into the suggested feed on Facebook. 92% were people who didn't know me. That's huge. And they liked my post. And then what was really interesting is I realized I could have gone in, I could click on, I had 76 likes specifically. I could go through there and invite those people to follow me, but I didn't. And I'll tell you, and there's a reason I didn't. And what I learned from this was, I don't know why that went viral. What I suspect is because I said, this man's performance brought tears to my eyes. AI can never replace human expression like this. I linked the video in comments if you want to see it. He set a record too. Literally four sentences. But I think because I talked about emotion, this man's performance brought tears to my eyes. Let me get to my point. This taught me that emotion is what the algorithm wants. They want to understand what type of emotion are you eliciting from people. And the more emotion you elicit, which makes sense why my other posts go good too, when I talk about stories, inspiration, motivation. This is what truly makes a difference for people. Now, hacking that, understanding the science behind how to create emotion, I don't quite have that part figured out. I'm still working on that. But I am aware of the fact that I want to create more emotion. Now the science becomes, how do I do that? Okay. So some of it, like I said, it's all just trial and error. And I'm here with you doing this on the journey. Now, the other piece, there's one other piece of content that did extremely well. And I can't take all the credit for this idea. So I was driving down to Coeur d'Alene the other day, which is a 2-hour drive. And I went to, while I was going, I was on listening to a podcast I haven't listened to in so long. It's social media marketing. It's Michael Stelzner's the podcast host. Anyway, he had a couple gals on there who are Instagram aficionados. And I didn't even get to listen to the whole podcast. Believe it or not, I know it was 2 hours, but I got interrupted and I didn't get to finish. Oh, that's right. I picked up one of my kids and then they were in the car and then they don't want to hear what I'm listening to. So anyway, I'm getting off topic. Point is this, these two gals shared a couple of tips and one of them corroborates what I just told you about as far as this emotion. She said, look, it used to be everything about social media was Q&A. You would say, here's a question I often get asked, and then here's the answer. And that was like what would go really well. She's like, right now, everybody wants to know that you're human. They want to see raw, real story, share your life, who you are on social. I know this is so hard for people. This was so hard for me, especially because I looked at my life and I thought it's so dirty. When I'm not in the office on the podcast, I'm usually outside in my farm doing something in the garden, doing something with my horse, whatever. I'm getting dirty. Okay. I just don't look cute. And I was like, I don't want to show up on social media like that. But these gals inspired me to do that. So I went home and I had to move my horse's pen because of the mud we've had. And this is one of these things that I do that isn't, to me, it's not a big deal. I carry the green horse panels by myself. I just like brace them up on my back and I walk. Well, they're about 100 pounds, but when you carry them on your back like that, it disperses the weight and it's not that much. To me, it doesn't feel like that much. So I thought, I'm going to have my daughter film me. So I had her film me. My intention was to do like a whole before to after reel, which I do want to do. I just haven't done it yet. But instead, I took this one clip she did and I just said, who needs a gym when you have farm chores? And I'm telling you, friends, listen, I look like a hobo. I look like a hobo on this reel. I never in a million years thought this would be relevant to anybody. Okay. I was like totally real with you right now. And I even was like embarrassed to post it because I, prior to doing this one thing, I had been, this is actually really funny. I don't know if anybody even notices, but this is the kind of stuff that goes on in your own head, right? And the stuff that is like going on in your head is not happening to other people. And I want you guys to go check out this reel and tell me if you even would have seen what I'm about to tell you. So I, just before I did this whole thing, I was trimming my horse's hooves. Okay. And mind you, it's muddy. So I pull his feet between my legs and I trim his hooves. I apprenticed as a horseshoer when I was younger and this is what I do. So my pants right between my legs, it looks like I pooped myself. Okay. I'm telling you, it does. And I put a little thing like, I put my thing, words up there that says, who needs a gym when you have farm chores? And then I waited a couple seconds ago and my pants were dirty because I was working with my horse. Because I'm like, surely someone's going to say something about the poop stain on my pants. But nobody said it. And I honestly don't know if anybody would have noticed it if I hadn't said anything at all. But nevertheless, I posted it. I was brave for you guys so that you could see it's okay to take chances. And I'll tell you right now on Instagram, that reel has 4,300 views. And I just posted it on Saturday or Sunday. It was just this weekend. And then also it did about the same, over 4,000 views on Facebook as well. So I don't know what's so exciting about that. It couldn't be the red shirt that I'm wearing that day or even my outfit or the fact that it's raw. It's something about that particular reel made it go viral. Oh, I do remember what it was. Oh, I'm glad I stalled because I have something to tell you. So in that podcast, they were talking about how they need, whenever they need followers, they do this. One of the gals was saying, she does this thing like, dear algorithm, please bring me. And then specifically your ideal person who, and then whatever, fill in the blank. And I think I said something like, dear algorithm, bring me female entrepreneurs who, here, I'll just look it up. Just, it might make noise here. Bear with me. Nope, it didn't. Okay. Dear algorithm, please bring me more female entrepreneurs who don't mind getting dirty. And I got so many followers from this and people who commented who were like, oh my gosh, that's a great idea. I'm going to do that the next time I have to move panels. I mean, it was relatable. So anyway, that was exciting. I would love for you to, you know, go look at my content. Join me on this experiment of social media. If you're interested in the book club, get into the Freedom Online Entrepreneur community on Facebook and say hi. To mention this podcast, mention the book club. I will get you going. It's an easy read. So we're going to read it and then we're going to do some strategy, and I'd love for you to join me. All right, my friend, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, bye for now.